Welcome to the C3 Church Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message.
Well, tonight we're continuing the series on It Feels Like Home. Everybody say home. Home is a feeling. Home, for some people, actually wasn't a great feeling, but the intention all along in God's perspective would be that it is a great feeling. And God wants to build great homes, but He also wants to help you find a spiritual home that will set you up for your future and help you become all that God has intended you to become. And so we're going to talk and unpackage this thing of what how God does that and the sorts of things that God does to connect you with God, with His intention and His place that He is going to build for you. Now, tonight we're going to focus particularly on the subject of connection, how to stay connected to the things that really count. And over the years, I've discovered that there's some things we really need to get connected to, and there's some things that you really need to disconnect yourself from. Because it's not just about good connections, it's about knowing where bad connections are and staying away from those as well. You know, life is full of connections, and the whole technical world has shifted radically. I know a lot of you guys here tonight are very young, but believe it or not, there was an era not that long ago in which those things did not exist. Wi-Fi was none of them existed. The internet didn't exist. Mobile phone networks did not exist a few short years ago. It's shock horror. But now we rely on those connections. And I thank God for them. They're fantastic. I know for me, when I go into a city, I travel quite a bit. If I go to a new city or another city or a hotel, the first thing I do is look for the Wi-Fi network. And then, you know, your username, passwords, and all sorts of things, because you got to get your email, you got to get your Instagrams, you got to get your Twitter, you got to get your text, you got to get phone connection, you got to get Skype. It's crazy, but it's good. It's an awesome thing. And so many phone companies are talking about this. You know, stay connected, and you can connect through us, and all sorts of things. Which, by the way, is fantastic. And I'm thankful for that, particularly. As of this week, we'll have 2/3 of our children living overseas, and I thank God for Skype, I thank God for WhatsApp, I thank God for Instagram, I thank God for all those things. They're great. But here's the deal. All those connections are tools that we can use, which is great, but all they are is a technical connection to people. Here's the deal. True connection. Everybody say true connection. True connection happens at a heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit level. That's where true connection takes place. That's the sort of connection that God wants for you. And it's the sort of connection that He wants for you spiritually as well as naturally. I know for me, from the time my kids were born, from the very first day, I wanted a bond, a heart connection with my kids so that would last, because those things last forever. They last for eternity. And we need that in the house of God and in the church. And so those connections, and we want to talk a little bit about that tonight, heart-to-heart connections, spirit-to-spirit connections. You realize you're going to have a connection heart-to-heart with God. How amazing is that? That's incredible. God Himself, as we're worshiping tonight, in the earlier part of the service, it wasn't like, oh, I'm lifting my hands because this is the worship part of the service. No, you, if your heart is open, if you're postured and positioned to connect with God, He will be there. Who finds that amazing? Anywhere, anytime. You wake up, like this morning, I woke up early, went for a walk at Palm Beach, and was walking along the beach and just waiting on God. And all you need to do is want the connection, and God shows up. I think God deserves a hand just for that. Like, thank God. He's like, he doesn't go, no, I don't want to be there. And He says, no, I'm there. From the time Jesus died on the cross, the veil was opened. The barrier that divided man from God, that barrier disappeared. And God broke out. That's what the New Testament is. God breaking out of confinement into connection with humanity. And if we find that connection, it's a most powerful thing. Every day you can have that. There's some things that I thought are just a few quick keys tonight. I'm going to preach short, and then I'm going to introduce a good friend of ours who's going to tell her story of connection with God, and then give anybody here tonight the opportunity to discover that connection. So we'll hear about that in a second. But just a few quick keys. And I've, you know, clever way of putting it, the key of A. What's the key of A? The key of A is that be aware of what you're connected to. And there are certain things that we need to be connected to, certain things we need to be connected, not connected to. And check out the scripture. I love this verse. Out of Romans. That means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't even run little errands that are connected with the old way of life. Throw yourselves wholeheartedly and full time, remember, you've been raised from the dead, into God's way of doing things. How awesome is that? I love the Message version. Don't run little errands back to your old life. Because in Christ, you have a new life. And the old life's over there, right, Jazzy? It's back there, but it's closed. But don't take little reconnaissance trips into the old life. And go, I'll just go and see what it was like again and test it out a little bit. Oh, you know. Don't dabble in the old life. You need to be disconnected from your old way of life. But here's the deal. Stay disconnected. When I left my old life, shut the door, bolted it, rusted the hinges, and then threw away the key. The old life does no longer exist. So get disconnected from your old life completely. Who's with me tonight? Anyone? Everybody say disconnected. Okay, second point, the key of B. The key of B is be aware of who you're connected to. Because who you're connected to will make a massive difference in your world, both positively and negatively. Now, Bernie and I and many of the team here, we've been part of this church. We've been part of this church coming up this Easter for 33 years. Amazing. Pastor Phil and Chris have been the most profound leaders, pastors in our world. And that connection is something that I cherish and will cherish for eternity. And I will never let that connection go. As far as it's up to me. Now, if he fires me and gets rid of me and tells me to go away, then that's fine. But as far as it's up to me, I'm going to keep that connection alive, vibrant, healthy. However, there are connections over the years of some certain people in my life that have been not good. And so I've had to make choices. And, you know, any voice it's the three C's, okay? This is not C3, it's the three C's. Any voice that is critical, contrary or confusing, just don't go anywhere. It's not that you can't talk to them, it's just don't let those contacts and connections be the voice of influence in your world. Protect your world from those things. There was a time we were living in the States and we just started and planted the church over there. We're 10,000 miles from our familiar home here, and one particular person after about a year kept calling me and saying things that were critical, contrary, and confusing. And because there wasn't a lot of natural connection, because we're so far away, and remember the internet didn't exist and all that sort of thing didn't exist, I'm like, really? Is that thing? And it started to get into my heart, and I realized, thank goodness for the grace of God, I realized after a while that this particular person was actually incredibly damaging and would be incredibly damaging to my life, my future, and my family. So I actually cut off that connection. It's one of the hardest things I ever did. I'm not wired that way, but I stopped receiving their calls. I asked them not to contact me, and I haven't spoken to this person, as far as I know, for 20 years. And I refuse not to. Because I know that that influence is not good. And there's some, and that's a rare thing, but I know that you have to recognize in your world what is healthy connection and what is unhealthy connection, and begin to pursue those connections that, by the way, God has put in your life, and that are in the house of God, and so on, and distance yourself from those unhealthy ones. Okay, the key of C is the key of Christ. He is the most important connection in your world. Who agrees with that tonight? Now, stay connected to the head. And I was, you know, sharing this morning service, if you're connected to the body, you're connected to the head. If you're connected to the head, you're connected to the body. How do you stay connected to the head? Is that you have a personal relationship with God Himself. You know, how do you do that? You stay connected to the Word. And if you're in the Word, you're in prayer. If you're in prayer, you're in the Word. And if you're in the Word, you're in the body. If your body, you're connected to the head. Who's with me? Well, you might say, well, which one is it? It's all of them. So every day I get into prayer. Every day I get into the Word. Every weekend I'm in church. Every day I'm in some sort of fellowship. They all, as I'm in fellowship, it inspires me in the Word. As I'm in the Word, I get to get in the fellowship. As I'm in prayer, I should be in the Word. As I'm in the Word, and they get connected to Jesus. And I'm following Jesus, I'm in the Word. You're the same. But guess what? If I need it, you need it. Don't just be a person who sits in church and somehow your connection to Christ is that some sort of spiritual osmosis. You know, it's in the air and it gets in. It gets in your skin. No, it doesn't. Tonight, my job is to inspire you to actually make the connection with Christ yourself. So that maybe a scripture that I've read, maybe a thought that I've said that's from the Word of God inspires you tonight. Go home. What are you, as before you go to bed, open the scriptures, read a psalm, read a proverb. When you get up in the morning, right now, I'm reading the book of 1 Peter. So at any given time, I'm reading a book of the New Testament. And I just ask the Holy Spirit, once I finish one book, I ask the Holy Spirit, what book do you want to read? And quickly, a thought comes to mind, so that's what I begin to read. And I just keep reading slowly that particular book of the New Testament until I finish it. I always have a pen in my hand and a cup of coffee it's not about the coffee, but and meditate in the Word of God, because that keeps me connected to Christ. Everybody say Christ, because Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is Christ and so on. So stay connected to Christ. Now, one of the great stories in the Bible, the two greatest stories about connection to the house of God, to the home, the spiritual home of a person, I believe, is the story of Jacob that Jake talked about in the offering. The other one is the story of Rahab. Rahab. What an amazing story this is. Who loves stories? I love stories. In the book of Joshua, we read of this story. Now, the book of Joshua is a book of conquest. It's the Israelites taking, for the first time now, after 40 years, taking the promised land. But the first city that they need to conquer is this city called Jericho. The Jericho is full of thousands of people that live there. The leader, Joshua, sent two spies into Jericho. And guess what? They didn't just sort of walk around the walls. They entered the house of an individual. And that individual's name was Rahab. She was a prostitute. She obviously wasn't living right, and she didn't know God at all. But the moment she met these two men, something happened in her heart. Because here's the first point out of this whole story, is that God is in a search and rescue mission for your life. You may not be after him, but I'm telling you, he's after you. He is going on a search and rescue mission for your life to help you find a spiritual home that, by the way, we all need. And so God sent the two spies. They arrived in a house and they met this girl called Rahab. And Rahab wasn't running around the walls of Jericho going, I need to discover God. I need to find God. But God found her. And a search and rescue mission began. But here's the deal. The second point here is, you had me at hello. From the very moment that Rahab met these two spies, hearts connected. When you meet someone who God wants you to connect with, thing happens. There's something. For us, Bernie and I, years ago, I met Christ in 1978. Bernie met the Lord in 1979. We were married at the end of 1979. And for us to come to Jesus and to give our lives fully to Christ actually meant freedom from the church. Because to us, our concept of church was one of religious expectation, guilt, institutionalization, and all the things that we needed freedom from, because we were actually in the institution of the church as kids, but didn't know Christ. And when you have the institution without the relationship, that's not a good combination. So when we found the relationship, we just chucked out the institution. But God had another plan. He wanted us to reconnect, but not to the institution, but to the fellowship of God's believers. And we needed to find that. But he was on a search and rescue for us. And we had our little had me at hello moment. We were up in Noosa on a holiday, and we felt called. Who's ever felt called to Noosa? Actually, over married years, we felt called to Newsland, Hawaii, and never ended up in either of those places. Northern beaches ain't bad, I'll tell you that much. But we were in this, we went there and we decided to go to church. We didn't have a church. Bernie and I were just believers, just roaming, floating believers. And we used to read the scriptures to each other every day and pray. And it was the grace of God that kept us in Christ. But we needed more. We needed more. We went to the Assemblies of God Church in Noosa. Had a great time. This young guy we met there was also from the Northern Beaches. He said, the moment we met him, we connected with him. And he said, there's a church starting in DY somewhere. You should go. The moment he said that phrase, we're like, something in our hearts went, this is for us. We need to find it. Came back home once again. No connections, no mobile phones. He just had a landline. We called the landline day after day after about 2 or 3 weeks. Eventually, on a Sunday night, we got through to him. He said, it's DY Surf Club. 6 o'clock is the service time. This was 10 to 6. I jumped in my blue Mitsubishi Lancer, flew down there, got down there in about 30 seconds, and from Kolaroi, and we drove into this parking lot with huge, I'm telling you, Bernie and I had such an incredible anticipation of something, because God connects. Even before you have the connection, there's a spirit-to-spirit thing going on, that there's something's going on in your world. So we drove in this car park, pitch black, no one there, lights off, surf club, no action, done. And we're like, what happened? We must have got it wrong. And then we're just about to drive out, and coming into the car park was a green Ford Cortina. And he was bipping his horn and waving his hand out the window. And he was a young guy, Paul O'Connell, a young volunteer from the church. And he said, "Have you looking for the church?" We said, "Yeah." He said, "We've moved. Follow me." So we drove. We followed this strange guy up a strange road to a strange building. And we arrived at St. Kevin's School Hall, Catholic School Hall, in early 1980. And walked into this building. It had 20 people. That was it. 20 people. This little plastic chairs. There was an old broken down piano that was being played by Alison Easterbrook, and a violin being played by this guy called David Kabakov. I remember, it's amazing when God does a powerful connection, you remember every detail of those moments because they're significant times. I'm sure you all have stories of this similar. Now, this is our story, it's not your story, but I can guarantee that the principle is still the same. There's a connection that God is setting you up for the house of God and in there. And so we walked in there. The moment we walked in, I turned to Bernie and we simultaneously said to each other, we found home. We're home. How awesome is that? Pastor Chris was up the front leading worship in her tartan skirt, and she was doing it was like pogo stick. It was like, I don't know what it was, but that's how we used to worship. All your old crew, who's glad we've shifted? Anybody? I couldn't do it very well. Never sort of quite got the timing right. But irrespective of all that, we connected and that became our home. Pastor Chris invited us around to her connect group on Wednesday night because there was only one connect group in the whole church. And it was at Pastor Phil and Chris's place. They invited us for dinner. It was a roast dinner. We were vegetarians at the time, but it was awesome. So we had dinner. After dinner was finished, all these people started pouring in. And we thought, oh, most were coming for dessert. It was Connect Group. And Pastor Chris said, you can hang for Connect Group. We said, we're like, great, awesome. And that Connect Group was awesome. It grew like crazy. And it just became every Wednesday night, we got with the crew and had community together and got the teaching of the Word of God. On the weekend, we had the house of God. From that point on, 33 years ago, our life has gone from strength to strength because God has a plan for your deal. Now, the enemy is constantly trying to break that connection through all sorts of means. And so we need to understand how powerful the enemy's plan is, but how more powerful God's plan for your life is. And if you might say, well, I don't need that thing, I'll just come to church occasionally. Listen, the purpose of God for you, the story that Jake talked about early in the book of Genesis 28, talks about the story of Jacob, where he set out from one place to go to another place. Neither of those places were that significant. In the middle, it says he came to a certain place. And in that certain place, where he wasn't expecting, he had an encounter with God and he discovered the house of God. But in that thing, he fell asleep, had a dream, saw this ladders going from heaven to earth and angels ascending and descending this ladder. Because here's the deal. The house of God is a place of spiritual activity. There's stuff happening tonight. There's stuff happening. There's dreams and dreams are coming and ideas and thoughts and businesses are being dreamed up. The glory of God is coming. Maybe bodies are being healed. Yesterday in the Believe TV taping, four series, 20 to 30 people were radically healed. It's awesome. God is real. God is real. Yeah, give the Lord a hand and thank Andrew for that. It's a place of spiritual activity. It's a place of dreams. It says your descendants will be blessed. The house of God is a place of descendant blessing. Back to the story of Rahab, it's awesome because you have me at hello, but then the next part, she discovers God. She discovers the purpose of God. She stays connected and she ends up saying, your God is my God. Your God's going to be my God. And she got connected to the purpose of God. And when the day came, Saving Private Ryan, when she really needed, when the tough day came, she lasted the distance between Joshua 2 and Joshua 6. She didn't opt out because a lot of people get bored and they go, oh, church and God and the Christian thing. And yeah, I cannot tell you how many people I've met over the years. As a pastor, you meet thousands of people. How many people, yeah, I did that God thing for a while. I did the church thing for a while. I did the Christian thing for a while. Yeah, I'm not into it that much anymore. I'm like, all of Christ himself arrived and your whole eternity is based on that. And because often people lose track of what's important in those middle times, middle years, middle weeks, middle months, whatever that is, middle decades. Let me say this to you. Don't lose connection in that season. Because many people start with, this is amazing, and God's here, and powerful, and angels, and the glory of God, incredible. After about a week, they're going, yeah, it's, you know, I think other things are more important. The mall is far more important. I'm thinking, no, you know, the house of God or the mall. I think it's crazy. No, no. Everybody say no. No. Last through those deals because, listen, a day of Saving Private Ryan eventually is going to come around. Your day of need. You need deliverance. You need healing. Your kids need help. Something. And if you maintain the connection, you will get through that and have an incredible life as you break through and see great victory. And see, the story of Rahab continues. She got connected to God, her and her whole household and all her friends. And the Message Bible says, and all who were connected to her. She must have packed so many people into that house. Like everyone, she knew, come on in because this house is going to get saved. And she did. All of them. Every single one of them got saved. Here's the deal. She got so connected to God, to the purpose of God, and to the house of God, that she eventually, and she, remember she was a not a good living woman until she met Christ. She met Christ, and then she became on the line of Christ so that Jesus literally was born out of her genealogy. 33 generations later, Jesus was born from the line of Rahab. How awesome is that? Because here's the deal. I don't just want my life to be blessed. If I keep connected, my life, my kids, my kids' kids, my kids' 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 33 generations. I want the seed of God and connection with God in her was obviously so strong that it lasted 33 generations until the line of Christ. I would like to see that in the world. I don't know whether the Lord's going to take that long to come back, but I tell you this, I want every generation and everyone remotely connected to me to be influenced by the glory of God. Where does it come from? Where does that come from? My connection to Christ and to the house of God. That's why we say, go to Connect Group, get in. Keep your life accountable to the people that God has put around your world. It won't be perfect because everyone is. The moment I joined the church became imperfect. By the way, the same for you. But here's the deal. Christ has a connection. Christ has a history. Christ has a future for your life that's connected to God. I can't preach. If I preach this any harder or any more, my insides would flip out because I know how powerful this is. God has a purpose to those connections. Figure out who those connections are and build them. Build them to Christ, build them to the house, build them to your Connect community, build them to your friends, and let's have revival together because we've got nothing else to do. Is that right?
Awesome. Thanks for listening to the C3 Church podcast. Visit us online at myc3church.net. Join us next time for more great teaching.